Okay, and the first drug which you are going to discuss is azathioprine. The azathioprine is a potent immunosuppressive, anti-inflammatory, and anti-proliferative drug. So for every drug, we have to know that what is the basic mechanism of action and what does it actually do. So because the azathioprine, it causes suppression of the B and the T lymphocytes. That is why it is an immunosuppressive drug. Besides this, it also has anti-inflammatory properties, and it also is used as anti-proliferative drug. So the indications, depending upon its mechanism of action and the effect it produces, is that generally we say that it is used to prevent the graft rejection, to treat hematological malignancies, and to treat various inflammatory disorders like the inflammatory disorders of the GI tract, rheumatological, neurological, and dermatological. So here our main basic interest would be to treat the dermatological manifest the diseases. So that is why azathioprine is used in the following indications, which includes connective tissue disorders like SLE, DLE, dermatomyositis, immunobullous diseases like pemphigus vulgaris and bullous pemphigoid. Besides this, we can use this in different type of eczemas like atopic eczema, chronic actinic dermatitis, and contact dermatitis. It is also used to treat polymorphic light eruption, some other inflammatory disorders of the skin like LP, the psoriasis, the neutrophilic dermatosis like Behçet disease, pyoderma gangrenosum, leukocytoclastic vasculitis, and even PAN. And wherever we are giving us steroids, so in order to minimize the dose which is given of the steroids to control the effects or the produce immunosuppression, we can use the azathioprine as an adjunct therapy. The exact mechanism of action of azathioprine is not known, but it is believed that it causes the suppression of the purine synthesis and hence lead to the interference with the DNA synthesis and RNA synthesis, and hence the protein synthesis as well. It also produces a lymphocytic apoptosis and alters the T and B cell function, and hence we see that it also has a pro-apoptotic effect. So in a combination, we can say that it has anti-metabolic effects and the pro-apoptotic actions.